You can hang your lights on me. Hang your lights. Hang your lights. You can hang your lights on me. Put yourself at the top of my tree. And you can hang your lights on me.
We hope you are enjoying the Christmas edition of Modern Jazz Today. This is your host, Jeff Williams. Up next on the queue is Freddie Cole from his album, A Freddie Cole Christmas. We're going to listen to Jingles, the Christmas Cat, followed by Cece Gabel. She has a new single out this year called Once Again It's Winter.
Santa has a Christmas cat riding on his sleigh, and he's called Jingles the Cat, so the reindeer say. Jingles makes the sleigh bells ring while the reindeer play, and together they all sing, jingling all day. He makes the bells go jingling-a-ling as Santa counts each toy. You can hear the ring-a-ding-a-ding if you're a good girl or boy. Jingles, the Christmas cat, has a wish for you. Merry Christmas, one and all. Happy New Year, too.
That matter the
Thank you for choosing Modern Jazz Today for your holiday listening pleasure. You can learn more about us, check out this week's playlist, and read exclusive interviews at www.modernjazztoday.com. Up next on the queue, Carrie Gaffney. From her album, My Favorite Things Live, we're going to listen to My Favorite Things, followed by Trio West. From the album, Trio West Plays Holiday Songs, Volume 2. We're going to listen to Joy to the World. Hope you enjoy.
Raindrops on roses, whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles, warm woolen mittens. Crisp apple strudel, doorbells and sleigh bells, schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into spring. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things that I don't feel so bad. Satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into spring. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things that I don't feel so bad.
keeping that holiday spirit flowing, coming at ya is Mary Stallings. Off the album Max Jazz Holiday, we'll check into Have Yourself a Merry Christmas. Let's dig in.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden golden days. Happy golden days of yore. Are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough. Oh, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden golden days. Happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Hollywood film sets are bustling with people, from actors and makeup artists to camera operators and directors, and they all need to be fed.
It's really like going kind of to a wedding every day for lunch.
That's Hillary Cohen. She and Samantha Liu have both worked as assistant directors on film and TV sets, and they've seen how much food can go to waste, sometimes because too much was made, other times because scheduling changes left fewer people on set than expected. So to keep food from getting trashed, they created the nonprofit Everyday Action. Their team collects unused meals from sets and brings them to pantries, shelters, low-income apartments, and other places where they're needed.
And we're saving anywhere from, I'd say, 500 meals to 2,000 meals a week.
So the effort is helping to feed people who may struggle to afford food. And it helps the climate, too, because it keeps so much food from rotting in landfills and emitting climate-warming methane. And it reduces how much food overall has to be produced, processed and trucked, all of which creates carbon pollution. So there are multiple benefits to putting Hollywood's leftovers to good use. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You are now tuned into CJSF